Just a reminder that not all the stimulus money was being sent at the same time. It's the Business News headlines for Tuesday, the 21st day of April. Thanks for being here, everybody. Meanwhile, bugs in the federal website and leaked information. With oil futures in free fall, what does that mean for you and I, the consumers, and to oil companies? On the lighter side, HBO Max is set to come online soon. Meanwhile, the White House says the dip in the GDP for the second quarter will be the most ever. Those stories, the markets, and more, along with Laura Kennard on branding, co-working, and technology to keep in touch. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com, and AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Hey, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Let's get into it, shall we? You know, not all of the money in the stimulus package is going out at the same time. There have been rumblings and concerns expressed by senior advocates that seniors had not yet received their checks or direct deposit. Now, more than half of the people who qualify to receive recovery checks have yet to receive any cash, and many will start seeing their money later this week, or perhaps even later. Some seniors who receive Social Security retirement benefits via direct deposit are expected to see that money associated with the economic impact payments hit their accounts sometime this week, possibly next. This group includes people who receive SSI benefits but may not make enough money to be required to file a federal income tax return. Many will not need to file any extra forms to receive the money. Also beginning this week, the Internal Revenue Service will begin issuing paper checks on a weekly basis to people who have not provided direct deposit information but have a mailing address on record with the IRS. We thought you might like to know. You know, one of the things that concerned many was the speed in which the federal government set up its system to supply data entry to thousands of businesses who wished to apply for the federal stimulus. Now we learn that a bug in that same government website has exposed the personal information of thousands of small business owners applying for the economic injury disaster loans. A representative for the Small Business Administration confirmed the leak to Business Insider, saying that a total of 7,900 applicants' information was potentially exposed. An SBA spokesperson said, quote, "Personal identifiable information of a limited number of economic injury disaster loan applicants was potentially exposed to other applicants on SBA's loan application site," end quote. The agency immediately disabled the impacted portion of the site, addressed the issue, and relaunched the application portal. If you are one of those individuals who have recently used that portal, you might want to contact the Small Business Administration. Once again today, oil futures dropped, and that rattled the fragile stock market. But what do oil prices that are today below zero mean to consumers? Well, the answer is not much. The crash in crude futures won't necessarily translate into a crash in prices at the gas pump. However, today it's not uncommon for motorists to pay as little as 90 cents a gallon, a price that we've not seen in decades. With recent oil prices lower, the typical American family is probably going to save about $150 to $175 this month on their fuel purchases. Now, that is if they are driving as they did before many states enforced stay-at-home measures. I know here we're getting about, 3 weeks to the gallon of gas. What does all this say about the economic rebound? Well, it may take longer than first thought, so stay tuned. However, many oil companies may go under. As oil prices rose, many companies took on more debt in a move to expand. Well, today that debt is still owed, but little money is coming in. Analysts predict that in a $20 oil environment, 533 U.S. oil exploration and production companies will file for bankruptcy by the end of 2021. At $10 a barrel, there would be more than 1,100 bankruptcies, and that is just about everybody. The result is the loss of hundreds of thousands of jobs, another issue plaguing any rapid recovery. Well, today, AT&T WarnerMedia said its streaming service, HBO Max, will launch on May 27th, featuring original shows like Love Life, Legendary, and the new episode of the popular Looney Tunes cartoons. How's this for a little bit of levity today? The service is expected to reach 75 million to 90 million global subscribers by 2025, with about 50 million of those coming from here in the United States. HBO Max is set to compete with Walt Disney's Disney Plus, which has already crossed millions of users earlier this month. Popular sitcoms like Friends and The Big Bang Theory will be available on launch alongside HBO originals like Westworld, Big Little Lies, and Game of Thrones, just in case you, like millions of others, are binge-watching. Oh, and in a related story, Netflix shares zoomed higher today after the streaming pioneer revealed that it added more than double the new subscribers it had expected. Well, back to the heavy stuff. Today, White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett said the current dip in oil prices is due to a very short-run thing and markets will find a new normal. Well, that was the good news. On the other side, Mr. Hassett said that a decline in second quarter U.S. gross domestic product could be the biggest on record. Here's the quote. It is a grave economic situation for sure that we're looking at, one of the biggest shocks that any major economy has ever experienced, and a decline in GDP in the second quarter that could end up being the biggest we've ever posted because so many things have shut down, end quote. Well, all of that weighed on Wall Street today. Stocks ended sharply lower. The continued decline in oil prices further dented market sentiment and dampened the global economic outlook. The Dow closed down 631 points, or nearly 2.7% at 23,018. Today's losses brought the Dow's two-day decline to more than 1,200 points. S&P 500 dropped by 3% to 2736, while the NASDAQ fell 3.5%. to 82.63. Traders were focused on the strange happenings with oil futures once again, which raised concerns about deep losses for the energy industry, and that would hit the economy in the United States even harder. The June contract for West Texas Intermediate settled down 43.4% at $11.57 a barrel. That sharp decline came a day after the May contract went negative, meaning producers would have to pay someone to take the oil off their hands. The bizarre move had to do with the fact that because of the coronavirus shutdowns, big buyers of oil like refineries, well, they don't need any more because their tanks are nearly full. Late today, the May contract did claw back into the black. Not helping sentiment were shares of IBM, which slipped by 3% after the company reported a 3.4% decline in revenue in the first quarter from a year ago. Salesforce and Oracle both fell more than 4% after IBM said its software and global business segments suffered from strong headwinds in the past 2 weeks of March due to the virus. And finally, there is this. You know, with all that extra money you've got floating around in your wallet, you'll be pleased to learn that casinos want to be the first businesses to open up. Though amenities like nightclubs and buffets are unlikely to open with them, analysts seem bullish about the possibility that gambling may resume quickly. In a report published on April 17, John DeCree, is an analyst with Union Gaming, suggested that large venues, such as casinos, might be among the first businesses allowed to reopen, if they introduced social distancing protocols. Those might be having fewer available seats per table, keeping poker rooms closed, and switching off every other slot machine. Masks for dealers and gamblers alike is all but a given. Wynn Resort's own health and sanitation program suggests using thermal cameras at the point of entry to identify customers with temperatures over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. The company also plans to put touchless hand sanitizer dispensers throughout its venues and to ramp up sanitation protocol. Just in case, see, we're reporting this just in case you were wondering what you were going to be doing with all that extra cash that you have right? Coming up next, Laura Kennard and I talk about branding, co-working, and technology. Click through for more.